My name is Angela Beeler, and I'm the Documentarian in Community Co-Creation at MDocs, which is the John B. Moore Documentary Studies Collaborative at Skidmore College.
Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. In your bio, you begin by describing yourself as a visual artist exploring memory, history, and politics. And I'd love to begin by hearing a little bit more about your own work.
My background is in photography and video and documentary. I do still do some documentary work, but I more use documentary strategies within projects that I work on. And I think the best way to answer your question is to describe some projects that I've done. I often work with historical themes and exploring our relationship to that history. How do we remember it? How does it live in our consciousness, our discourse, our way of looking at being, experiencing, shaping the world now? For instance, in 2019, I directed and produced a performance work, I Want a Baby, which was originally a play written by Sergei Tretyakov in the 1920s as a Soviet-era play. And I created a collaborative queer feminist iteration of this play. And so, you know, it sort of explores themes coming out of the Soviet time period in terms of thinking about household labor and the labor of, you know, creating and envisioning a new society. And through that distance and distance culturally, distance in time, distance geographically, think about how these themes emanate in our world now. I also have been working on a project called 1996 East 9th Street, which came out of looking at the FBI files that my father acquired through a FOIA request, where he became very active in the protest movement against the Vietnam War in the mid-1960s. And the FBI began surveilling my grandparents' home in Homecrest, which is a South Brooklyn neighborhood. And so what I'm putting together is a kind of multimedia exploration of dissent during that time period and how it relates to family, family home, intergenerational exchange in terms of my own involvement in political movement. And this looks at the kind of personal and political ways that we can look at the movements of dissent in the 60s and how it relates to today.
That is very interesting. So you're now working in this really interesting space, co-creation initiative. But before we get into that, what can you tell our listeners about MDocs?
So MDocs is a documentary studies program at Skidmore College, which is in Saratoga Springs. And I started here in March, so I'm fairly new. We are affiliated in many ways with the Media and Film Studies Department, but focus more specifically on documentary. We don't have a major or a minor, but students take classes both in production and also thinking about documentary. And so we have Doc Lab, where students can work within Doc Lab during a semester and volunteer, take on different tasks related to either faculty classes or in terms of the work that I do, community partners who might have events to be documented, editing that could be done. So the co-creation initiative started prior to my arrival at MDocs. It was delayed because of COVID, but it was a grant-based initiative funded by the Mellon Foundation to support collaborations between community organizations and faculty and staff at Skidmore College on nonfiction storytelling projects, documentary projects. These are sparked by the work and the stories of the community partners. And then faculty and staff can find out about them and then become involved in various ways in those collaborations. And that has really become a heart of what MDocs is doing and has involved a lot of student engagement in faculty classes, and has really continued this reach from the campus community out into the broader Saratoga Springs and Capital District region.
When you were describing your own work earlier with memory and lineage, it really reminded me of my conversation with Paulette Moore. I heard the common threads between how you were describing your work and how Paulette works in her work. And having worked with various Indigenous communities, which is very much about lineage and passing down knowledge, how do you take the work that you've been doing and bring it into this work of reaching out to these different initiatives and communities for the co-creation initiative?
Mm-hmm. Finding this job listed for facilitating the co-creation initiative was really amazing because it brings together all kinds of elements that come out of my own life work. I, you know, have been a kind of community organizer, activist for much of my life. I was raised by parents who were politically engaged. I grew up with that. I took that up as a very young person. And I think a big piece of that is building connections, is, you know, listening to the goals, visions, and dreams of people that I'm working in collaboration with and thinking about, well, how can we make that happen? Who can we connect to? Who might know that, you know, this or that about whatever it is that they're looking for? So there's that element. And then I was working in video and photo and writing, and there's always like a storytelling component in that. And over the past like 5 or 6 years, I've turned towards performance, engaging in other artists' collaborative performance work, queer collaborative performance, you know, collaboratively telling stories together that might end up in a video work, and then producing my own collaborations. And so that collaboration itself, we all do it. You can't really, I think, live without collaborating with other people in some capacity. That might be one other person. It might be your family. It might be, you know, with your, with friends, but thinking about how we work together, how do we communicate? How do we bring together either disparate goals and visions or similar goals and visions together so that, you know, we can make something anew out of those visions coming together? And then I think there's a kind of scrappiness that I bring to this where, and what I mean by that is that with art making, with activism, with organizing, it's kind of, you know, you start from the bare minimum that you bring to something and how can I make the most out of this? And also just kind of being nimble, like each of these projects, I'm working now with nearly 9 different collaborations. They all are a different output, different questions. So it's just kind of listening and being attentive to the needs and saying, this is where I can help. This is somebody else I can connect you with. Who could answer this question? Let's like reach out. The other piece of it is that, you know, we're working to extend resources out from the campus community to support off-campus projects, which also brings back resource to the campus because each of these groups bring, you know, a wealth of knowledge and information from the work that they do. But it means a bit of like, well, you know, how can we make this work?
Thank you so much, Angela Bielor, for joining me on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Are there any events coming up and how can listeners find more information?
We don't necessarily have upcoming events, but I do think it's useful to know some of the groups that we're working with. And they have all of their own, you know, projects and events that are happening. Some of your listeners will likely be familiar with Lights Out Norlight. We've been supporting them. We're working with Black Dimensions in Art, which is the oldest Black arts organization in New York State, outside of New York City. We're working with Indakina Education Center, which is based up here, and they have language classes in Abenaki language. They have summer camps for youth, and we will be supporting a visiting storytellers and artists series in the fall related to Dr. Siobhan Hart's anthropology class in the fall. But that will be open for the broader public, kind of extending the Indigenous Media Maker series that just happened. But you can visit our website, www.skidmore.edu/mdocs, And there you will find some, you can navigate alongside to Co-Creation Initiative and other events that we have coming up.